Listener Production.
G'day with the local news briefing. It's Courtney Thomas. Police are seeking witnesses and dashcam vision following a Deception Bay crash which claimed the life of a Gympie man. On Saturday night, a sedan and four-wheel drive collided at the Deception Bay and Webster Road intersection. The front passenger of the sedan, a 24-year-old Gympie man, was transported to a Brisbane hospital with critical injuries and later passed away. While a 28-year-old woman in the sedan and three child passengers were transported to hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries, the driver of the four-wheel drive, a 34-year-old man, received minor injuries. Titling lodgement services will end at more Resources Department offices across Queensland from December 16. Impacted centres include the Gold Coast, Ipswich, Townsville, Nambour, Cairns and Bundaberg. It's prompted the state opposition to again accuse Treasurer Cameron Dick of breaking a key pledge. A Fraser Coast hotel is offering up a $25,000 reward for information after it was allegedly broken into twice. Toppen Lee's Minor Arms Hotel says bottles of alcohol were stolen on two occasions on November 16 and 28. CCTV footage has been posted to its Facebook page showing footage of the incidents. And the Katter Australian Party is trying to make amendments to the Animal Care and Protection Bill. It's as the state government banned the use of prong collars in Queensland. Leader and Traeger MP Robbie Katter says the KOP are proposing three common sense amendments.
The RSPCA no longer do those acting like a quasi-police force for the government in animal protection. The second one was that prong dog collars are still could be available to train licensed dog trainers. And the third was that the yellow phosphorus still be available for at least another 2 years.
For sport, and showers called off the last round of the Bundi Big Bash for 2022. Fans will now have to wait until January for the next game.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.